Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
Let me activate that. Let me put that on. And boom, there you go. Peter Westwood is now live from the U.S. What's happening, Pete?
Dude, what is up, man? The fact that you just said Merca made me just smile ear to ear.
What's the deal with saying Merca instead of America?
I don't know. I'm from the country in Pennsylvania, so I think it's really a hillbilly thing. Because, you know, we love our Bibles and we love our guns, so that's America.
Yeah, listen, that gun problem doesn't seem to be easing up anytime soon.
Of course it won't.
Who's got the best policy when it comes to guns that's currently in the running to be the next president?
I would probably say Bernie Sanders. Just because he wants to show a little bit more, more restrictions on the guns. I definitely think there needs to be way, 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 way more policies in regards to that, background checks, especially with your own mental health. If you've been prescribed drugs and he's looking at you've been prescribed all kinds of antidepressants and stuff, please don't own a handgun. Please don't.
not going to be a good ending there. Bernie Sanders, I just can't take the guy seriously on the other side of the world when he looks like the KFC guy, Colonel Sanders.
He does. He looks like a love child between Colonel Sanders and the Crypt Keeper.
Yeah, he's so old looking. I don't know if do you think that there's probably people in his team saying how can we make this guy look younger? Because people are just put off by the fact that he looks so old.
Yeah, and the fact that presidents age anyway. You can see they age 10, 15 years when they're a president of the United States. So God forbid he gets elected, he will look just like Skeletor.
I mean, he's 74 years old, which isn't terrible, because it means he's had 74 years to figure out how to be a leader, and hopefully he's getting it right. But I do think that he's gaining quite a bit of ground in short spaces of time.
He is. I mean, my sister is a huge feminazi, and she's a proponent of him. She loves cheering for Bernie Sanders, and I've kind of jumped on that bandwagon after hearing her.
Yeah, listen, it's going to be interesting because I just don't know if when a push comes to shove, Hillary's going to be able to do it this time.
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, especially all the shit that's coming out with, she was backing. I can't get into it. I can't get into okay. Politics right now.
All right, don't worry. Let's talk about something far more interesting, like marijuana lube.
Oh my God. Well, I was listening to this before, and this is how you can get your date. Okay, you want a date for Valentine's Day? Here you go. It's this company in California called Foria. They made initially this marijuana lube to help with women, basically with them feeling pleasure.
Yeah.
It was at first created for postmenopausal women and apparently was working. And this doctor from out of California was like, listen, can we flip this? And on top of, helping women with pleasure, can we go ahead and help them with their menstrual cramps? And Jeez. Now they released another, it's like a marijuana vag suppository that helps with women during that time of the month.
But, I mean, applying marijuana to your skin, does it do anything?
I mean, okay, so the big craze, what was it, last year, 2 years ago, wasn't it? It was, butt chugging, was that it?
Jeez, I don't know, bro.
Do you guys remember hearing that?
No, I'll look it up now, though, quickly.
Don't click on videos, because that might, might not be suitable for work.
Hang on. Butt chugging is the act of ingesting alcohol through one's rectum. The idea is to increase the alcohol's effect and the speed with which one becomes intoxicated. Alcohol up your ass. I mean, that's something new.
Yeah, I mean, when it's in your body and everything, especially when it's in, I'm not a doctor, but it's within your body, especially on the skin, your body absorbs it and it hits your system a lot quicker. So using that, the cannabis oil or these suppositories and everything, apparently it's really helping to alleviate pain, especially for women and obviously increasing pleasure.
Wow, that is very, very intense. That's wild.
California and Colorado have something right. Something, I mean, God.
Well, I had to laugh the other day that Woody Harrelson is applying to open up a marijuana clinic or something. I think it's in Hawaii.
I'm a fan of it.
Is it legal where you are? Aren't you in New York?
I'm in New York. It's legal, but it's legal in the sense of if you have your license. But okay. In order to get your license, you need some serious issues. Obviously, you need to be I have a serious cancer or serious IBS where you must be like shitting yourself as soon as you eat something. But that's the only way that you can get a license. In California, I have friends with licenses where they've just went to doctors and been like, I can't sleep at night. Okay, here's your marijuana license. Sweet, go for it.
Yeah, well, I remember walking in Venice Beach, I think it was towards the beginning of last year, and you can walk into any store and they'll give you the license. It's very, very easy.
Not hard at all. And you know what? It seems really chill. It seems like Colorado made so much money last year after legalizing marijuana. I'm hoping that, you know, especially if Bernie Sanders gets elected, that's going to change right quick.
Marijuana lube. I will leave it at that. I'm just not entirely sure. But you know what? At some point, we'll try and get someone who's experienced it on the line to
listen. That's your Valentine's Day gift.
I don't think that's going to get in through customs, bro. Oh,
damn it. Wait, is marijuana not legal in South Africa? I'm still learning. Still trying to figure out Central Africa time.
Oh, yeah. So it's basically 23 minutes past 5 in the afternoon. But no, it's not legal in South Africa, although it's very easily accessible at like a garage or whatever it is. But it's not legal here, no. Alright, shifting gears. I do believe that you are a big fan of the Deadpool movie, which is being released worldwide. We've got a screening for it tonight. I'm not sure if it's out in the States yet, but why are you such a big Deadpool fan? I mean, the trailer looks dope, but it seems like you're really emotionally invested, Pete.
Dude, I am like... He doesn't know it yet, but I am like bromance best friends with TJ Miller, who's going to be in the movie. I mean, if you've seen the previews, he's the guy that always goes, you know, you look like an avocado had sex with an older avocado.
Yeah.
But he's a stand-up comedian that I've been tracking him since I think 2008 when I was in college, and I remember ripping off the movie Cloverfield. But he's a stand-up comic who I think now is, especially within the last few years, he's really been blowing up. So the fact that he's in this movie now, I think is going to be great. And the humor in it, I'm just really stoked. I love Marvel movies, but TJ Miller is the one that's selling me on it. He doesn't know it yet, but we're meant to be best friends.
Maybe we should try and get him on at some point with you. That could be cool.
Dude, I would geek out. I mean, I've been working in entertainment. You've done it too. Like you're around celebrities. You've seen celebrities before, but there are very few that I'm like, I get giddy and nerdy about, and it's T.J. Miller's one of them. T.J. Miller, Kevin Smith, and Dan Harmon. If I was in a room with them, I would be like a schoolgirl.
It would be over.
There'd be it. My life's complete. Tomorrow, you can do whatever. I will move in the middle of the country and just be on a farm. My life is complete.
Well, listen, the movie looks really good, so I'm glad that you got people in there that you dig, because it looks like Ryan Reynolds has also done a fantastic job in Deadpool.
It's really interesting, especially, you know, it's playing that Marvel, it's playing that superhero role, but this is a superhero that we haven't necessarily seen before, and obviously in the green, and in the big screen, in the sense of, he's gonna be swearing a lot, it's gonna be very vulgar, you know, it's not like the typical, like, Superman.
Mm. Yeah, listen, it's got a grit and an edge to it that I think people are gonna really, really enjoy. Now, apparently, Pete, you were in the drive-thru at Wendy's the other day, and out of nowhere, someone threw a crocodile through the window. What's going on in your country?
Dude, it's the state of confusion, otherwise known as the state of Florida. They have so many issues. If you just look at all the stuff that goes on in Florida, you can imagine America being a shit show. But yeah, dude, a guy was going through and he wanted to play a prank on Wendy's employees, and when he got his drink at the drive-thru window, he threw a 3.5-foot gator through the drive-thru window.
I mean, is it legal to have a 3.5-foot alligator?
No, of course not, unless you're running a zoo.
And did he get the, was he upset that they got the order wrong? I mean, what propels someone to do this? Is he the person that's been using the marijuana lube?
No, don't you dare put marijuana in that light. Come on. Don't you dare do that. But now I don't know what's going on. It's just Florida. I'm imagining that there's something in the water or something wrong where it's just something a little off with Florida. And again, I could say this and now I'm going to get hate tweets from residents of Florida, but there's something off there.
Yeah, I mean, is this where also the Python Challenge has been taking place in Florida?
Yeah. I helped cast and produce a show that's coming out on Animal Planet here in the next few months, and what they're shooting it right now, and it's, you know, starting back in 2012, 2013, they started it's called the Python Challenge, where people, it doesn't matter if you are like an environmentalist, it doesn't matter if you are a school teacher or a garage worker, people go out and you catch pythons. It's in a competition to catch fucking pythons.
No, bro. It's just, you need to talk to your people.
Exactly. Welcome to America.
It's, I don't know what would inspire anybody to catch a python.
I mean, it's the whole idea of the challenge in general is because pythons are an invasive species and they're kind of ruining native species and wildlife that's going on in Florida. I get it. Got it. Doubt I ever want to do it. Because just over the summer, some dude just driving on the road, man, caught an 18 and a half foot python.
Even if you really dig snakes, I just feel like it's a territory that you shouldn't go into to start playing with nature in that sort of way. And I don't know what propels people to think that they have the right to even mess with the animal kingdom in that kind of way.
Exactly. Listen, I watched The Crocodile Hunter. You know, I love Steve Irwin. I thought he was great, but he was a professional. This is like, I had families applying to this. Like, mother, son, father, little sister going, hey, we're going to be down in Florida. We'd love to participate in the Python Challenge. What kind of family vacation is that shit?
I'm telling you, it's the people that use marijuana lube, bro.
I'm blaming everything on marijuana lube.
Everything is the marijuana lube's fault. Well, listen, I don't know what's going on in Florida. I'm glad that you're far away from it, though, over in New York City, because I wouldn't want you to be part of that. People chasing pythons and throwing alligators through the Wendy's drive-thru. And I'm glad that you get to see TJ Miller in Deadpool. And I'm also very happy that you haven't experimented yet with the marijuana lube. But if you do, I know that you're going to let us know.
Oh, of course. Again, you said yes, so make sure that's the keyword.
Power. Listen, it is at the Pete Westwood on Twitter. Pete, thank you so much for hanging out. Always cool touching base. Give me the final word, though, bro.
Dude, I'm going. Lent started yesterday. I'm making sure that I steer away from any negative Kardashian talk. This is why I'm glad we touched base on this. There are a lot of things that I could say, but I'm steering away from it. But, good. You know, for your next guest and for your next stuff to look into, man, take a peep. One of Kardashian's friends, they're starting a school for rich kids here in the States. So, again, only in America.
Oh, no. Well, listen, Pete, thanks for being the voice of reason over in the U.S. of A. Pete, thanks so much for hanging out.
Thank you, Mal. I'll talk to you soon.
There you go. That there is the America Report. Always dope touching base with a Pete Westwood. Hey, listen. When your favorite program is on and you miss it, FOMO sits in. We all know this. But not when you have Showmax, the best video entertainment for your smart devices. You'll get the best series and movies to watch online anytime. House of Lies, Kingdom, Downton Abbey, The Wire, Game of Thrones, etc. will all be on your smartphone, tablet, computer, or smart TV whenever you want to watch. Let me tell you, it works. Showmax works. It works like a bum. I put the whole family onto it, and it just works on all those devices. It's great. All you need is the internet. For only 99 Rand per month, being in the loop has never been this affordable and easy. You can sign up at showmax.com to subscribe and get your 7-day free trial. No obligations. Cancel anytime you want.
I didn't ask to be super, and I'm no hero. But when your worst enemy is after your best girl, it's time to be a superhero.
Let's get out there and make a difference.
Wait, did I leave the stove on? Deadpool.
You look like an avocado had sex with an older avocado.
Thank you.
Kelman on CliffCentral.com.